Look, you ready to go?
Okay.
Folks, as you may know, we recently brought back the most artistically accomplished segment of the show, the fan favorite Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Each week, noted humorist Bruce Cherry presents a searing, insightful, and piercingly funny proposal for a recurring bit, all done under the ruse that Bruce was some sort of befuddled idiot. It's called the suspension of disbelief, people. Now, please welcome back Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week. Okay, I'm glad. Yes, yes, Bruce. Hey, yes, that was a very, very nice intro you prepared for us.
Not timely.
Mm-hmm. What do you got? Yeah, what do you think?
A lot of controversy over Stephen Colbert's performance at the White House Correspondents'
yes,
Dinner.
Yes, yes.
Perfect introduction to a character I've planned for a while. I'm not going to spoil any surprises. He's a relative of yours, and his name is Yehuda Merin.
Yehuda? Yehuda? Mm-hmm. I take there's going to be some sort of heavy-duty Jewish accent pandering going on here. Is that what's happening?
Pandering? Mark, I think the phrase you're looking for is panning for gold. Let's just go straight to the script, my friend.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, here we go. Folks, with the recent fuss over the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we thought it would be a good time to talk to a man who performed at every White House press dinner from the mid-19th century on. He also happens to be my very own great-great-great uncle. Please welcome the legendary vaudeville comic, Yehuda Merin.
Ah, little Marky.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I saw you, you were crying, you were covered with vomit, and you couldn't stop playing with your little schmeckle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you were 32, but you were still drinking. Glad to see you've changed, except for the schmeckle thing.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Now, Uncle Yehuda, you've been in the entertainment business for a long time.
Ach, let me tell you, Sonny, I started out in what were known as minstrel shows.
Oh, I know what those were. You would color your faces with tins of burnt cork.
Exactly, or as we called it, Schwarzer in a can.
All right, okay. And then you went on to vaudeville. Have you always been a solo performer?
No, not at all. When I started in vaudeville, I was part of the team of Yehuda, Mordecai, Shlomo, and O'Malley.
O'Malley?
Yeah, O'Malley was really named Yitzhak, but we didn't want our name to sound too Jewish.
Oh, yeah, that's good thinking, Uncle Yehuda. So let's talk about the first White House press dinner you did. That was during the Grant administration, right?
Those were golden times for comedy, kid. Can you imagine having a president who's an incompetent alcoholic?
Oh, we should be so lucky. What kind of jokes did you do for Grant?
I don't want to say Ulysses S. Grant is a big drinker, but I think the S stands for Sean. Get it? The Irish drink. What do you call a sober Irishman at a wake? The deceased. Thank you. Hey, is this an audience or a daguerreotype? I wrote that one, you know.
Yeah, I do. Well, that brings up a point. What would you do in the unlikely event, Uncle Yehuda, that a joke failed?
Simple. You tap the microphone and you say, "Is this thing on?" Oh, that's right. They haven't invented electricity yet. Of course, that stopped being funny after they invented electricity.
I can imagine you had to turn over a lot of material through the years, huh?
Tell me about it. I used to do 10 minutes on the Tariff Act of 1883. It would kill. Until the panic of 1893. And not only that, as soon as I gets down a perfect William McKinley impression, some mashugana shoots him. What are you going to do?
Well, what were some of your greatest jokes, Uncle Yehuda?
Okay. Picture this.
Yeah.
The William Howard Taft roast. I gets up and I says, I don't want to say President Taft is fat, but when he lays around the White House, he really lays around the White House.
Oh, my God. Come on, Uncle Yehuda, that's an old joke.
Not in 1911, it wasn't, smarty pants. Here's another. Hey, President Hoover, you suck. Get it? Hoover sucks? It's a vacuum cleaner. Brevity, my boy. Brevity.
Well, you must have had a lot of success over the years.
Sonny, I got a standing ovation from every single president, except FDR. And he was trying. Believe me, he was trying.
I can imagine the White House press dinner changed a lot in the past century.
Oh, yeah. Except for one thing. Helen Thomas was there every year.
Yeah.
Get it? She's old.
Yeah.
How old is Helen Thomas? People, I went down on her one time, and I think I saw some cave paintings.
Oh, no.
I says, Helen, I think there's somebody spearing a woolly mammoth in your caniche.
Ah, gee, Uncle Yehuda, we're out of time.
Huh? What? It's me. It's me again, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm out of... Was that gold or what? It was a tribute to your heritage.
I felt like I was Carl Reiner.
You felt like you were transported into the land of yuck, yuck, yuck.
Bruce.
Okay, we're going with this one.
I got to be honest with you. We'll see what happens. I don't know if Yehud is the one.
I can do it with an Irish accent.
I don't know. I don't know, Bruce. Thanks for sharing, but we'll do it next week, and you know, come up with something new. That was, of course, Bruce Cherry.